This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, answers to your financial questions from Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. First, though, imagine that you grow up in this country and one day you find out you are an illegal alien. That's what's happened to three young people who've lived in Fremont, California for almost 20 years. The Cuevas children came to this country as toddlers with their family from the Philippines. They came illegally, it turns out. Their parents applied for political asylum in 1996. They were denied. Now the entire family is facing deportation later this month. I talked with two of the Cuevas children, 20-year-old Dominique and Dale, who's 23. How was it that you found out that you actually don't have citizenship?
My goodness, it was after I took my last final, last December. I was woken up by my dad. He's like, I need you to read this letter. I read the letter. It said that we had 70 days to voluntarily depart from the United States from December 10th. And I looked at him, I was like, oh, this is a joke, right? I'm like, it's not supposed to be happening, is it? Does that mean we have to sell our house and take our life somewhere else? He was like, yeah.
Dominique, you didn't know about this until a couple of weeks ago?
That's right. I didn't find out until one morning when my parents and my brother were talking about it, and we just happened to overhear. And I guess my parents didn't want to ruin our Christmas and New Year's, I guess, or they just, I don't know, didn't want to tell us. And
so you heard your brother and your parents talking about it, and you said, well, what did you say?
What's going on? I was like, what? What's going on? And that day we were supposed to go shopping in San Francisco, and me, my sister, and my cousin. It was just a regular day, and then it turned to like, a horrible day.
Do you think of yourselves as Americans, even though you don't have citizenship?
Yeah, because our culture, our lifestyle, and how we live our life is very much American. Our parents, they've owned our home for about 10 years. My parents, they've worked hard. Like, the reason like we can't really be angry at them is because they've worked hard for us three. It's me, Donna, and Dominique, and we all went to Moreau Catholic High School in Hayward. And I know that was a big sacrifice for them.
Because they have to pay tuition to send you there.
Exactly. And then even before that, elementary school, we went to St. Leonard's, all three of us. And so I know that was a big struggle and a burden for them during that moment. And so they wouldn't just do that. And for us to leave a couple of years later, they didn't mean for this to happen. So I got to give them a lot of credit because they have come a long way and they have brought us up the right way.
Mm-hmm. You're not in trouble or anything. You're holding good jobs. I mean, you sound like an American success story.
Yeah, pretty much. Like whenever I think about leaving, I always think about losing so many things. Like, I'm not thinking about losing friendships because friends will always be friends, but losing all the accomplishments of being here and working hard for almost like our house. So, me and my sister, we each have a car, you know what I mean? We have car payments that I recently paid off my car and I recently paid off my bills. And so it's kind of like hard work going a little bit to waste.
Dominique, do you believe that you are an American?
I do. I don't know anything else except this life that I've been living in America, so to go back to the Philippines is going to be, like, it's weird because they're going to see us as American because of the way we talk, the way we dress. And
it's completely different.
You don't speak the language there?
No. Try, you can't.
What are your parents planning on doing? If you indeed have to go back to the Philippines in another month, what are they going to do? Where are you going to live?
We're supposed to go back to Mindanao, and we actually don't know what we're going to do when we get there, to be honest.
This is the area of the Philippines where your parents come from, and your father wanted to leave there about 20 years ago because of a political unrest. He thought he'd find a better life here in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for us to go back, it's kind of like a nightmare for a second, but we'll have our family at least.
I don't know. This is a really hard time.
Dominique Cuevas and Dale Cuevas of Fremont, California, thank you for joining us and telling your story on Day to Day.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Thank you.
The Cuevas family's application for asylum was denied. All their appeals have been rejected. They've asked for help from California Senator Dianne Feinstein, hoping that she will sponsor a bill that will allow them to stay in the United States. This is Day to Day from NPR News.